Wilson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia said on Monday it was battling a cross-border incursion by saboteurs who burst through the frontier from Ukraine in what appeared to be one of the biggest attacks of its kind since the war began last year. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said a Ukrainian sabotage group had entered Russian territory in a district bordering Ukraine and was being repelled. But a Ukrainian outlet cited Ukraine's military intelligence as saying two armed Russian opposition groups, both consisting of Russian citizens, had carried out the attack. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russian President Vladimir Putin had been informed and that work was underway to drive out these saboteurs, a state-run news agency reported. Ukraine's Zaporizhia's nuclear power plant was forced to switch to emergency diesel generators after losing its external power supply for the seventh time since the Russian invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The head of the UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, says in a tweet, "The nuclear safety situation at the plant is extremely vulnerable. We must agree to protect it now. This situation cannot continue." Grossi appeals for the area to be spared from the fighting between Ukrainian and Russian troops. IAEA staff are deployed at the plant, which is occupied by Russian forces. The plant's six nuclear reactors are protected by a reinforced shelter able to withstand hits, but a disruption in the electrical supply could disable cooling systems essential for the reactor's safety. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Witnesses in the Sudanese capital reported clashes and airstrikes minutes after a one-week humanitarian ceasefire took effect Monday night.